Your basketball appointment show starts now. This is Bucks Weekly, your weekly checkup of your Milwaukee Bucks and all around the rest of the NBA. And now here's your host, Justin Garcia.
All right, Bucks Weekly is on the air. We come to you on the heels of second consecutive loss for the Bucks, who have now lost three of their last four games. You entered last week unbeaten, lost in Atlanta for the first L of the season, played shorthanded Wednesday night in OKC against the Thunder. We're still able to win that game thanks to a big performance from Javon Carter, Brook Lopez, huge in that game as well. And that shorthanded trend would continue not only Friday but last night as well, and the Bucks would ultimately drop both of those Friday night in San Antonio against the Spurs, and last night at home against those same pesky Atlanta Hawks. Have you seen the Atlanta Hawks enough this season? 855-616-1620 is the number to join us tonight on Bucks Weekly. Coming up in just a few moments, we're going to hand things over to Gail Klappa. And tonight, boy, talk about Gail getting the big interviews and doing so in a timely fashion. Tonight, his guest is Marjon Beauchamp. So let's just get right to it. Marjon Beauchamp, last night's edition of Bucks Talk was basically the Flowers for Marjon Beauchamp edition. And as I said, there have been a handful of Bucks fans who were adamant from the get-go. Credit to you guys. Marjon Beauchamp's going to start. Marjon Beauchamp will be a starter. He's going to be a big contributor on this team. And I told you, I don't see it. Not this year. It's not a knock on Marjon. It's a team that's trying to win a championship. You got Pat Connaughton. You got Chris. You brought in Joe Ingles. Wesley Matthews is back in the mix. You got a lot of guys out there that are in front of Marjon Beauchamp in the same position. They have the ability to bring him along slowly. And I think that's still the intention. However, the early season absence of Chris Middleton and Pat Connaughton has opened up the door for both Marjon Beauchamp and Jordan Wara. And one of those two has run through that door and slammed the door shut. That, of course, being Marjon Beauchamp, who had a terrific game against the Minnesota Timberwolves, 10 days ago? Not this past Friday, but the Friday before that. Had a good game against the Thunder. In OKC, he started against the Thunder in Milwaukee. That was his first career start. And then last night was the absolute chef's kiss. Unfortunately, the Bucks lose, but a career-high 20 points. Continuing to knock down three-pointers. You saw Marjon Beauchamp attacking the basket. He had a blocked shot. He's doing little things. And after the game, we heard from Coach Mike Budenholzer, who said he is getting confident. He's very comfortable out there. He makes winning plays, which is what we continue to harp on. Make winning plays without scoring the basketball. He does that, and he makes winning plays by scoring the basketball. We got a long ways to go with Marjon Beauchamp. Just 10 games that he's played in his professional career. But we knew the defense would be there. We thought the defense would be there. You thought the offense would be a work in progress. Looks pretty good so far. And look, I know. Two games against the Oklahoma City Thunder, the San Antonio Spurs. But Marjon Beauchamp's offense is coming along nicely. He looks very comfortable. We talked about this during the game last night. Watch Marjon Beauchamp and the little things that he does. Defensively, what he gives his team. There was one possession that led to a fast break where Marjon Beauchamp had that dime to Giannis. He bounced from player to player on the perimeter. He was the guy that gave DeAndre Hunter problems last night. He went back and forth between DeAndre Hunter and DeJounte Murray, causing the turnover, leading the fast break, and helping get the finish. It's those types of plays. You play defense, that's what's going to keep you in the rotation, or get you in the rotation, I should say. You make those plays, that's what's going to keep you in the rotation. And so far, to say so far so good is putting it mildly. Marjon Beauchamp, 24th overall pick. Even our pal Kevin O'Connor from The Ringer saying, certainly it looks like the Bucks got a steal in Marjon Beauchamp. 10 games, you do want to be cognizant of that. There will be some down moments. There will be games where Marjon Beauchamp looks every bit the rookie. But if he looks like this 10 games in, I cannot wait to see what he looks like in March, April, and hopefully as a member, a key member of the rotation in the playoffs. But again, the Bucks lose to the Hawks last night. Got a lot to preview on tonight's show in terms of the week ahead for the Bucks, the 2 weeks ahead for the Bucks. Talked about this a little bit on Bucks Talk last night as well, but a big matchup is on the horizon. Wyatt mentioned the injury report a little bit there during the news. That is worth monitoring. We will take a peek at the injury report, what the absolute latest out of practice is, because keep thinking this team is turning the corner in terms of health. They're going to need their health tomorrow against a very good Cleveland Cavaliers team, and certainly next week with some of the opponents on the schedule. So we will get to that. We'll preview the matchup against the Cavs. We'll unveil the sub of the week since we last spoke. But when we return, the man of the hour, we hand things over to Gale Klappa, and he sits down with Marjon Beauchamp. Hear the discussion after this on Bucks Weekly.
The names you know.
We're joined by one of the key players on the Bucks roster, Bucks forward Pat Connaughton. He's a player that Wisconsin fans know well, Wesley Matthews, a majority owner and the current governor of the team, Mark Lazzari.
Talking about your favorite basketball team, from on the court to off.
You never know, you might not have that many years left, so the hunger is for sure still there.
But I mean this, I think the fans in Milwaukee honestly recruited Bobby Portis more than anybody. I mean, he loves the fans in Milwaukee.
It's time to go courtside with the Milwaukee Bucks. Here's your host, Gale Klappa.
Hello, everyone. I'm Gale Klappa, and this is Courtside with the Milwaukee Bucks. We're just 13 games in. The season is young, but the injury list is long. So long, they should be, you know, playing the theme for MASH at Fiserv Forum. Yet even after a tough game against Atlanta on Monday night, the Bucks are tied for the fewest losses in the NBA. So there are plenty of bright spots. And tonight, our guest is one of those bright spots. He's just 19 years old, a first-round draft pick that the Bucks were thrilled to find. Marjon Beauchamp is showing he's got some game, and he's with us tonight on Courtside. Marjon, welcome. Thanks for sitting down with us.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Marjon, you got your fourth start as a Milwaukee Buck on Monday night. The stat line, pretty impressive. 20 points, 3 made threes, and 8 rebounds. Your thoughts on the best night so far in your young Buck career?
Yeah, you know, things were rolling, and I trusted my teammate. My teammates got me in position, and, you know, they trusted me. And just to be starting right now, it's an honor, you know, and I just want to keep going and keep building good habits and, you know, just build that trust with coach, you know. And my teammates been, you know, helping me out. And I just love this team, you know.
Well, Marjon, when the coaches look at the film, which they do obviously after every game, what do you think they'll tell you on the plus side from your performance last night? And what will they tell you to focus on for improvement?
I think they would, on the positive side, like, you know, I just brought that energy, and I feel like my energy translated to my offense, and my because I feel like my defense always leads to my offense, and it gives me that, you know, gives me that boost. And I feel like I stepped in big moments and made some big shots and that we needed and kept us in the game. And I just feel like my defense, my tendencies, like, carry on with the team too, like, and I just try to bring us together, and on the defensive side, you know, because I'm very passionate on guarding, like, the best player. I had to guard DeJounte Murray yesterday and maintain him, and I just try to stay locked in, you know.
Marjon, I don't know if you recall, but there was a play that you were involved in which was pretty spectacular, kind of midway through the third quarter of the game last night, where you grabbed a ball that was going out of bounds, and it was a great save, if you will. You got the ball back in bounds, and then you went dashing down the court. And tell us if you remember what happened after that.
Yeah, you're talking about when I saved the ball, and I, like, fell down and got back up, and then, yeah, I think I was calling for the ball at, like, half court, and Javon swung it to me, and I just had to take that shot because it felt good. And, yeah, I made it, right?
You did. You switched the thing. You already did. But it was just emblematic of what we're seeing from you in terms of your energy and your enthusiasm and your willingness to shoot. And on that front, Marjan, Coach Bud said the other day that he's been impressed by your confidence level and by your willingness to let it fly, particularly with a three-point shot from the corner. What gives you that inner confidence in your first few games as an NBA player?
Yeah, I think it just came with reps and just getting the experience and just believing in myself and believing in my shot because, I work on that shot a lot and every day. And I just got to trust myself and believe in myself and believe that shot. And, yeah, like Coach Bud said, he said keep shooting, because he wants the threes. And I just got to keep believing in and my teammates got me open threes, Giannis, bringing so much awareness and everyone's worried about him, that gives me an opportunity to, when he kicks it out, to knock down that shot. And I try to make sure I knock down that shot because it's a big pass from the best player in the world right now.
Marjan, being short in your memory when you miss a shot, they forget it and move forward. Mm-hmm. How do you discipline yourself to have that short-term memory loss?
Yeah, it came with some time, for sure, because, I used to get down on myself, but now it's in the NBA, I feel like I picked up, you gotta move on and keep going. And, my coach actually mentioned this, my assistant coach, he mentioned, that awareness of when shots are not going in, you keep playing hard, and I feel like I got that down, and I just don't worry about missed shots because I know we can get another shot, so we got to be ready for the next one.
Okay, amen. And one other quick question, when you first thought that and you realize that you would have the chance to play with Giannis and join a championship-caliber team, what was your reaction? What was your first thought when you realized, my goodness, I get to play with Giannis?
Nah, man, I couldn't wait to get, in the gym with him, man, he's the best player in the world, and just to know his story and how he came from nothing and, just how focused and locked in he is and how humble he is. And it's a role model to me, And it was just a blessing to be, to see it up close and see how it really is in real life. And, man, I'm blessed and I'm thankful. And I just want to follow his footsteps,
Yeah, for sure. That's a great guy to emulate. It really is. And we'll have more with Marjan Beauchamp in just a moment. You're listening to Courtside with the Milwaukee Bucks on WTMJ.
You're listening to Courtside with the Milwaukee Bucks on WTMJ. Now back to Gail Klappa and Bucks rookie Marjan Beauchamp.
Marjan, life has not always been easy for you and your family. Tell us, if you will, about growing up in Yakima, Washington, and when you first dreamed about playing in the NBA.
Yeah, growing up in Yakima, there wasn't much hope. I kind of had to make that way for myself, And I didn't really have a lot of, role models to look up to. And really, I started to dream, to be in the NBA when I start, playing the game, playing the NBA 2K or something. And I was like, wow, I want to be out there one day. It's just crazy to be in the position I am because, I never thought I would be in this position just because of where I was from. Because there's no one that ever did it. And, there's no one to look up to, to be in the league. And, man, this is a blessing not just to be the first one and from my city and just to leave that mark with them, you can make it too. So, man, it's tough, but, it was meant to be, I feel like, because, God works in mysterious ways.
Yeah, he sure does, Marjan. Well, I know there was a time, particularly during COVID, when you weren't sure about your future in basketball, And someone told me that you actually turned to your grandmother for advice. What did she tell you?
Yeah, my grandma, I just told her, like, I don't know if I want to keep playing basketball anymore, because I had no opportunity, nowhere to go. And she told me, like, you gotta start praying, and you gotta keep that faith, because, you know, God didn't bring you this far for no reason. And yeah, I just started praying every day, and really, like every day, I didn't miss a day, and my life just started changing. And yeah, it was up from there. Like, I kept my faith, I kept going.
That's great. Perseverance pays off, Marjan, and an important step. I know you took another step after that. An important step for you along the way was making the roster last year in the NBA's developmental league with a team called Ignite. And if you will, let's step back for a second. If you will tell our listeners about the type of players that Ignite recruits and why that was such a good fit for you last season.
Yeah, the G League Ignite, it was for top players that are coming out of high school. And on, like, my situation, I'm coming from JUCO. So I was the first JUCO player they ever, like, put on the team. And it was the second year of the G League Ignite. So, yeah, man, that situation changed my life. And it got me the opportunity to, you know, showcase myself and, you know, get my name out there to the scouts. And I remember, like, after the first game, I had, like, I think I had 18-6 or something. And everyone was like, who's this kid? And, yeah, man, like, after that, it was up from there. And, man, I just didn't take that situation for granted. You know, I went in there with a chip on my shoulder and I was just hungry, you know. So that situation, like, helped me a lot, like, not just in basketball, but in life. And I feel like I got better and as a better person than myself, and just to appreciate your situation always and never take it for granted.
Marjan, your first NBA training camp and your first regular season games are now under your belt in the NBA. What's been your biggest surprise so far?
My biggest surprise? I gotta think about this one. The surprise, I'd probably say, like, just, like, my teammates, you know, like, the team itself. And because I know, like, before I even got into the league, like, I knew, like, a lot of players, like, from different teams would tell me, like, sometimes you don't get, like, good teammates, or you'll get, like, a hating teammate or something. But no, over here, like, I feel like everyone's a family, you know, and they brought me on the wing, and no one has egos. We're just all trying to win, you know, and, like, just to be on a team like this is, man, it's a blessing. Man, we're just trying to go get that shit this year, and I can see it in everyone's face they want to win. So I'm a winner too. So, like, just to be on a team like this is, man, it's everything.
That's terrific. Well, Marjan, looking back just a month or so, you did your first network TV interview in October. What was it like being featured on the Today Show?
Oh, man, that was a blessing. Like, I used to watch that show with my mom in the morning, then, like, sometimes, like, when snow days, like, they'll say, you have no school or two-hour delays on Today Show back home, and just to be on there, man, it was a blessing and an honor, like, just to share my story around the world, and just for my story to be heard was a blessing, and I just hope it motivated someone, you know, and I feel like out of all of this, that's one thing I want to be, like, one of the biggest inspirations in the world one day. So, yeah, that was a step forward, you know, to what I want to do. And, man, that was an honor for sure.
We'll have more with Marshawn in just a moment. You're listening to Courtside with the Milwaukee Bucks on WTMJ.
This is Courtside with the Milwaukee Bucks on WTMJ. Here's more with Gale Klappa and Bucks rookie Marjon Beauchamp.
Marjon, let's talk for a moment about your style of play. Speed, leaping ability, aggressive on defense. What player with those skills do you look up to in the NBA?
I would say I modeled my game after, like, you know, like a Mikal Bridges role. I really want to, you know, like Giannis actually told me, like, to start watching, like, Paul George, Jason Tatum, like, on the offensive side. But, you know, that's the potential I want to reach in. Whatever it brings me even higher, you know, not even their potential, but like something like that. But yeah, right now I feel like I'm a Mikal Bridges in that kind of role. And I just want to keep growing and keep getting better and keep working on my shot to be a 40% shooter from the three. And yeah, man, I feel like I watch a lot of those type of players, like my T-Style on the defensive side and stuff like that. So yeah.
Well, Marjon, all the veterans on the Bucks roster, and we have, as you know, a very, very veteran roster, they all seem to be pulling for you, cheering you on. And it seems on the court that you and Giannis have developed some chemistry. Tell us how that's happened and how that's evolving.
Yeah, I feel like it's, you know, just, you know, that hunger, you know, I don't really like talk or nothing like that, but really just I feel like he sees how hard I play, you know, and how hard I, like, you can see it on my face, like I want to win and I'm competitive. And man, I don't know, just the chemistry, this, I think it broke out like when we played Brooklyn, and I think he hit me 4-3 or something, and then from there, it's up from there, you know. And I feel like I don't know how to explain it, you know, it's clicking, you know, so I just want to keep building.
For sure. Marjon, you are one of just, I believe, two Native American players in the NBA, and I know that you're very proud of your heritage, and I understand that you've already reached out to a number of groups in the Native American community in Wisconsin. Tell us about that, if you will.
Yeah, I got to meet up with the First Nations reservation in Wisconsin, and I had a great time with them. That day they made me posters, and they just welcomed me, and man, I just got to share that beautiful moment with those kids, and just the way they looked up to me, and I just wanted to leave them with, like, you could be anything, and not just a basketball player, but anything in life. And I just told them, like, when times get hard, you just got to keep going and keep that faith and keep praying and break through whatever you're going through, and you could be anything. So, man, that was an enjoyable moment. And they actually got to come to my birthday game on October 12th, and I got some tickets up to the game, and it was a beautiful moment, and to be one out of two Native Americans in the NBA is just an honor too. That just my Native Americans, like, you can be in the same position, you know, because there's a lot of Native American ballers in the world. So yeah, it's a blessing.
Can I ask you what you did with your first signing check, your first big time check in the NBA? What did you do with that money?
First NBA check. I haven't really bought anything. I mean, with my NBA money, because I'm kind of like trying not to spend that money, you know. I'm just trying to live
good
off endorsements.
Yeah, good for you. Sir. You're a saver. You're a saver, right, Marjon?
Yeah, I try to be.
Terrific.
I only spend my money really on food.
Well, I think based on the championship season that if you like chicken McNuggets or chicken nuggets, Giannis can probably get you a deal, Marjon.
Yeah, man. I like chicken strips.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Yeah.
And finally, Marjan, be interested in what are your early impressions of Milwaukee, of our fair city?
Early impressions? You know, when I first got here, it was beautiful. And the weather was nice. Downtown's nice. And I went down to I think it's the Riverwalk or the lake.
Yep. Yep. We have a Riverwalk and a beautiful lake, right?
It is beautiful. But when I just got back home from San Antonio, man, I felt that cold, and I'm like, whoa. And they're talking about, like, this is nothing. I'm like, huh? So, man, like, I love the city, man. I just don't like the cold. But the city is beautiful. People have been greeting me, and the fan love and, like, it's real love, and I appreciate everyone supporting. And I just hope to be here forever, man.
Well, that's great to hear. A little bit of free advice, if you will, Marjan, from a native Wisconsinite like myself. Make sure that before you go too deep into the winter, you get a really warm coat, because it's going to be below zero nights for you, Marjan.
Yeah, I just got one, man. I just got a Canadian goose, so it's going to keep me warm.
That should get you through the night. Marjan, yes, we appreciate so much your time. Best of luck to you as the season rolls on, and you've been listening to Courtside with the Milwaukee Bucks on WTMJ. So long, everybody.
All right, if you missed this week's Courtside with the Milwaukee Bucks, it'd be remarkable, by the way, if you missed it and are literally just turning it now moments after it ended. But in case you missed it or you want to relive it, you can find the interview in its entirety on our Bucks flagship podcast feed. You can also find every episode of this show in its entirety and every episode of Bucks Talk following each and every game. So Marjan Beauchamp, he's been the story of the first couple weeks of the season here for the Bucks. He does not look like a rookie yet. As we said, you're going to see some regression eventually, but he has been absolutely incredible thus far for the Bucks. Tomorrow, I do want to get to the sub of the week, even though there's an asterisk on it this time. But before we do that tomorrow, you got a big matchup with the Cleveland Cavaliers coming into Milwaukee, and it's a Cavs team that is rested. They will enter this game with 2 days off, having last played Sunday against the Minnesota Timberwolves, a game they lost. Despite the, you talk about the opposite of how good Marjan Beauchamp has been. A disaster in Minnesota, and they tried their hardest to give that game away. But the Cavaliers unable to steal it from the T-Wolves, 40-point fourth quarter. Minnesota led that game for basically 20 for the duration of the game. It seemed like they won the first quarter 40-20. They were up big time for basically most of the game, led by as many as 24, and then down the stretch they nearly folded, but end up winning 129-124. Now, in that game, Darius Garland erupted for a career-high 51 points and hit 10 three-pointers. There was no Donovan Mitchell in that game, so that is certainly worth pointing out. And there also was no Jared Allen, who continues to deal with a non-COVID illness. Donovan Mitchell was out with an ankle. They called it strain. I've never seen an ankle strain. I'm familiar with an ankle sprain and a broken ankle, but I've never seen an ankle strain. Nonetheless, that's what kept Donovan Mitchell on the sidelines on Sunday. So we fast forward to tomorrow when you get to the Bucks and the Cavs, the two teams we expect to be at the top of the Central Division and potentially two of the top three or four teams in the Eastern Conference this year. But tomorrow, the Cavaliers will once again be without Jared Allen, and that changes things big time for the Cavs in a way we will get to momentarily here. Dean Wade is also listed as doubtful, and you may say, who cares? I've never heard of Dean Wade. Dean Wade. He's a big part of the success of the Cavaliers on the perimeter because there's not a whole lot of depth. And as you watch this team more throughout the course of the season, as you see them up close tomorrow, you will see it feels like this team is missing just one thing. And I can't put my finger on it. And the more you watch it, you realize they need a three. They need a guy to play on the perimeter next to Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland and allow Jared Allen and Evan Mobley to do the work down low. They don't have it right now. Dean Wade is the best of the options that they currently have. He's going to miss the game tomorrow, or is doubtful, I should say, as well. So Donovan Mitchell is listed as questionable with that ankle strain, but you won't see Jared Allen. And where that changes things is very similar to what we witnessed last year for two-thirds of the season when you played without Brook Lopez. The Twin Towers in Cleveland, Jared Allen and Evan Mobley, what makes them so successful is the same thing that makes Giannis and Brook Lopez so good as a tandem, and that is Brook Lopez is the guy that anchors everything in the middle and near the rim. Giannis is the guy that can be a rim protector, but he's allowed to roam and be the weak side help man that's cleaning everything up, playing on the perimeter as well. That is the role Evan Mobley excels in. I've already seen some people compare him to a young Kevin Garnett. Without Jared Allen, look at what Giannis was asked to do. He can play the five. You'd really rather not, especially in the regular season. And that's what you're asking of Evan Mobley now, especially if it means Kevin Love is going to start next to him, which we think that is. So, long story short, and we said this against the Hawks, it did not come to fruition, but you would assume the Bucks will have a big size advantage tomorrow against the Cavs. Giannis is expected to play. So for the Bucks injury report, Giannis expected to play. He's not even listed on the injury report. Grayson Allen is doubtful. Now, he was battling an illness, left the game at halftime with an ankle sprain, not strain, and did not return last night. He's listed as doubtful. In other words, he's not going to play. Jrue Holiday is listed as questionable. Pretty good sign. Wesley Matthews is out. He suffered a hamstring strain in that same game last night, late in the game. You never love to see hamstring next to a veteran, so we'll monitor that one throughout the course of the week. Chris Middleton is still out, and I've seen a lot of consternation and frustration with that. We'll get to that in a moment. But the good news, just as we said, Drew, questionable, that's good news. Pat Connaughton is officially listed as questionable. I think you can read between the lines that if not tomorrow, we're going to see Pat Connaughton Friday. So that's the good news, and you need as many reinforcements as you can get with this upcoming schedule because the Cavs, even without Jared Allen, even if Donovan Mitchell does not play, that's still a good team. You got the Philadelphia 76ers on Friday. Philadelphia's just been okay. They're still going to be without James Harden. But playing in Philadelphia is never easy, and I know the Bucks won their opening night. And Joel Embiid has been incredible. He averaged 50 points a game over the weekend, had a 59-point game against the Jazz, 42 points prior to that against against the Atlanta Hawks the Bucks just faced. So you're going to need some help there and some reinforcements there next week. By the way, Bucks Weekly will be Tuesday again next week because Monday, the Portland Trailblazers, Damian Lillard and company come to town. You got Damian Lillard playing well, or back, I should say. Shaedon Sharpe is playing really well. Anthony Simons is playing well for that team. They're near the top of the Western Conference. They were atop the conference yesterday. They've been one of the bigger surprises in the West. Wednesday, 1 week from tomorrow, the eve of Thanksgiving, you have the border battle with the Chicago Bulls, which always brings out an interesting atmosphere and crowd at Fiserv Forum. Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, these same Cavaliers, and I think it's safe to assume Jared Allen will be over this illness by then. And then Sunday, you wrap things up against Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks. So you need a lot of help. And it seems like the Bucks are starting to turn the corner and potentially get that. But just getting Jrue Holiday back will be huge against the Cavs, assuming he can play. And finally, unwrapping that gift that is Pat Connaughton for the first time this season, that will be a big boost for this Bucks team as well. I mentioned sub of the week. There is an interesting caveat to that. We will unveil who gets it for this week and give you everything else you need to know for tomorrow's matchup between the Bucks and the Cavaliers. We'll do that as we wrap up the show next on WTMJ. All right, so we mentioned the sub of the week. Here's the interesting part. The Bucks have played three games since we last spoke on this show. They will only play two games between now. Well, that's not true. They'll play three games once again between now and the next time we reconvene here next Tuesday night. Special time next Tuesday, by the way, 7 p.m. You got Bucks Weekly at 7 p.m. Brewers Weekly will be at 8 p.m. But here's where it gets interesting slash difficult in handing out the sub of the week this week. There weren't a whole lot of subs, and especially effective subs, because let's revisit what happened. You didn't have Giannis or Jrue Holiday on Wednesday. Friday, you didn't have Giannis or Jrue Holiday and Grayson Allen. So the Bucks got to delay a game because Grayson Allen had to leave the game due to an illness prior to it actually tipping off. So you look at who's actually been a sub for the Bucks this past week: George Hill, Jordan Wara, Wesley Matthews, and Jordan Wara for two games, by the way. He started on Friday, but George Hill has been a regular sub. Wesley Matthews has been a regular sub. Serge Ibaka has been a regular sub. And Sandro Mamukelashvili has been a regular sub. Heck, we've even seen Thanasis in two of those three games. So, our sub of the week, the asterisk version sub of the week for the prior week of Bucks basketball, goes to George Hill. Had a pretty good game against the Oklahoma City Thunder, a really good game, actually, against the Oklahoma City Thunder. 12 points, 5 assists, was 3 of 6 from the floor, got to the free throw line 6 times, had 3 steals. Played 28 minutes against the San Antonio Spurs. Did everything but score efficiently. 1 of 9 from the floor. Had 4 assists once again and another block. And last night against the Atlanta Hawks, he gave you 26 minutes. Only took 1 shot. But again, a vintage George Hill stat line. 3 rebounds, 3 assists, a block. He did everything. So our sub of the week for the last week of Bucks basketball goes to George Hill. When we meet up again next Tuesday, I think we'll have a legitimate sub of the week because we expect Drew to be back. We know Giannis is back on the floor and has been back on the floor. It sounds like, if not tomorrow, Friday, Pat Connaughton will be back. And who knows, maybe we are close to Chris Middleton being back as well. So think about what that's going to do for this depth. We talked about it all season long. We're 10, 15 games into the season, I should say. But we've talked about the depth that this team has. Think about what it's going to look like when Pat Connaughton is on that second unit, when Chris Middleton is back there and it pushes either Grayson Allen or Javon Carter to the second unit. And hopefully you continue to see these opportunities and a continued breakout for Marjon Beauchamp. My thanks to Tommy Wirtz for producing the show. And remember, Bucks tomorrow against the Cavs. Bucks talk immediately after the game. Talk to you again next Tuesday night with more Bucks Weekly.